Okay. As long as this doesn't go over 3 hours, we should have enough.
She already asked you.
Go to like 603 or something like that. Just to yes. So there's
y'all don't mind taking your seats, we're going to get started in just 1 minute.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's now 6 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. This public hearing is now open. This event is being recorded and will be posted to our website for public review. My name is Jim Hafner, and I'm the permits coordinator for the Division of Air Quality's Winston-Salem Regional Office. I have been appointed to be the hearing officer for this public hearing by the Director of Division of Air Quality, Mike Abrazinskas. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive your comments for consideration in the issuance of an air quality permit to Anson Gas Producers LLC for construction and operation of a greenfield Title V facility that will process landfill gas into natural gas. Anson Gas Producers will be located at 786 Dozer Drive, Polkton, North Carolina 28135, adjacent to the active landfill at the Anson County Waste Management Facility. Please note all forms of comments will be received and all will have equal consideration in the final decision on whether to issue the permit. The Division of Air Quality's enhanced public participation policy requires a public comment period for the issuance of a Greenfield Title V facilities permit. Due to the significant public interest, the director has decided to conduct this public hearing as part of the comment period to receive your comments. The public hearing announcement was published in the Anson County Record and the Express newspaper and on the Division of Air Quality's website on January 24th, 2024. During this public hearing, we will be receiving oral comments from those individuals who registered to speak at this event. Joining me for this hearing tonight are representatives from the Department of Environmental Quality and the Division of Air Quality's Raleigh Central Office. Sean Taylor, who is the Division of Air Quality's Public Information Officer, Maya Hoon, who is the Department of Environmental Quality's Title VI and Environmental Justice Coordinator, Mark Swilla, who is the Division of Air Quality's Permitting Section Chief, Taylor Hartsfield, who is the Division of Air Quality's Deputy Director. We have representatives from the Fayetteville Regional Office, including Heather Carter, who is the Regional Supervisor, Jeffrey Cole, who is the permits coordinator and timekeeper for tonight's hearing, and other regional staff include Tasia Hamel and Mike Thomas. We also have a representative from the Winston-Salem Regional Office, Davis Murphy, who is the compliance supervisor and is assisting with note-taking during this public hearing. I would like to thank any local, city, or county official who may have joined us tonight. We appreciate your interest in this very important matter. The comment period for this permit opened on January 24th, 2024, and will close on Friday, March 1st, 2024 at 5 p.m. In addition to your oral comments tonight, the division is also accepting comments via postal mail, email to daq.publiccomments@deq.nc.gov, and by phone to a voicemail box at 919-707-8726. Also, if you have written comments prepared and wish to submit these tonight, we have a box up front that you may submit your written comments in. Please note that all forms of comments will be received and all will have equal consideration in the final decision on whether to issue the permit. As noted in the public notice copies of the permit application, the draft permit review, and other information concerning the permit application are available to the public at the following locations: the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, Fayetteville Regional Office, located at 225 Green Street, Suite 714 in Fayetteville, North Carolina; the Division of Air Quality Central Office, Air Permitting Section, located at 217 West Jones Street, Suite 4000 in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you haven't done so and wish to review these materials in person, they are available to you during the normal business hours at these locations. Please call in advance to make an appointment. A copy of the draft air permit and draft permit review are also available on the Division of Air Quality's website at ncair.org. That's ncair.org, in the section titled Public Engagement. The order of events for this hearing are as follows. First, Mark Zavala, the Division of Air Quality's permitting section chief, will discuss the application and the draft air quality permit. This will be followed by the public comment period. Only those individuals who registered to speak will be called on to present oral comments. This will allow us to have an accurate hearing record. To provide enough time for public comments, this meeting will be conducted in the following manner. Oral statements will be limited to a maximum of 3 minutes in order to hear as many speakers as possible. We want to provide as much time as possible for all speakers to be heard. The public hearing is scheduled to adjourn no later than 8 p.m. tonight. We will call the names of each registered speaker in order of your registration. The first speaker will be called. We will also announce the name of the next speaker in the queue so they can prepare to provide comments. Please proceed to the microphone when your name is called. Your time will start when you begin speaking. We will keep track of your time and will announce when your 3 minutes have expired. Please respect the time of all who wish to present oral comments tonight by adhering to the time limits and closing your remarks as quickly as possible once time is up. Cross-examination of the person presenting comments or me, the hearing officer, will not be allowed. However, as the hearing officer, I may ask questions to the speaker for clarification. Questions directed to the Division of Air Quality staff members will not be answered during this hearing. If you have questions for DAQ staff, we can provide you with our contact information so you may contact us during normal office hours. After receiving comments this evening, the public hearing will be closed. However, the period for submitting comments does not close until Friday, March 1st at 2024 at 5 p.m. Again, all forms of comments will be received and all will have equal consideration in the final decision on whether to issue the permit. I will now call on Mark Zavala to discuss the application and the draft air quality permit.
Good evening. My name is Mark Swell. I'm chief of the permitting section from North Carolina Division of Air Quality. I'm here on behalf of Booker Pullen, who was the permit engineer for this application and who has retired from the division. Anson Gas Producers LLC is a proposed greenfield facility planned to be located adjacent to the active landfill at the Anson County Waste Management Facility in Polkton, North Carolina. The Anson Gas Producers facility is considered to be a separate facility from the landfill because both facilities have different ownership. The proposed greenfield facility is planned to operate independently of the operations of the landfill and plans to receive landfill gas that is produced by the anaerobic digestion of municipal solid waste. Application number 040062.22A is for the construction and operation permit for Anson Gas Producers. Currently, the Anson County landfill burns off its landfill gas using an open flare. Anson Gas Producers proposes to accept landfill gas from the Anson County landfill, process it into natural gas, and substantially reduce the net emissions across both facilities. The gas is comprised of mostly methane that has a heating value comparable to pipeline natural gas. Upon initial startup, the facility plans to compress the natural gas into specially designed mobile trailers and transport it to a local pipeline injection station. Once injected into the pipeline, the natural gas would be distributed to end users as a substitute for fossil fuel-derived natural gas. This type of industry is not subject to any federal regulations such as new source performance standards, national emission standards for hazardous air pollutants, or maximum achievable control technology. However, the facility will be required to comply with state regulations as codified in the North Carolina Administrative Code. The design capacity of the proposed facility is 4,000 standard cubic feet per minute of landfill gas entering the facility via pipeline from the Anson County landfill only. The landfill gas to renewable natural gas processing plant plans to be comprised of the following: compression chiller system, volatile organic compound removal system, one backup open type candlestick flare, one hydrogen sulfide treatment system, one hydrogen sulfide polishing system, one carbon vent system. The facility evaluated its toxic air pollutant emissions, dispersion modeling for benzene, hydrogen chloride, and vinyl chloride showed that each pollutant was less than their respective acceptable ambient air level. The modeling was approved by the division's Air Quality Analysis Branch on October 30th, 2023. Due to concerns regarding the presence of per- and polyfluoroalkali substances, or PFAS, the draft air quality permit for Anson Gas Producers includes a state enforceable only condition for the disclosure of information relating to emissions of fluorinated chemicals. Additionally, the draft permit includes a condition requiring initialing sampling test of the inlet landfill gas for the presence of PFAS. The draft permit includes conditions that ensure ambient levels of all pollutants beyond the facility's fence line comply with federal and state emission standards, including applicable health-based standards. The facility will be subject to record-keeping and reporting requirements and regular inspections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. At this time, we will hear from those who registered to provide oral comments this evening. When your name is called, please proceed to the microphone. To ensure our records are complete, please clearly state your name and who you are representing. Your comments will be recorded, so please speak loudly and clearly toward the microphone. I will do my best to pronounce your names correctly and apologize in advance for any errors. We will now begin taking your comments. The first commenter will be Charles McGinnis, followed by Bobby Johnson.
Afternoon, my name is Charles McGinnis, and I want to thank you for allowing me to speak. I want to start, first of all, I want to say, none of you guys are to be targeted. What I'm fixing to say is none of you guys should take it personally. All my comments is based on what I saw on the website and my perception of DEQ. In a document on a DEQ website, it says at the top of the page, an official website of the state of North Carolina. Six paragraphs down, it states, the process will reduce overall emissions from the landfill. DEQ calculates, based on information from the applicant, that the emissions will be decreased by 7.35 tons per year of nitrous oxide, 1.33 tons per year of sulfur dioxide, 41.59 tons per year of carbon monoxide, 1.86 tons per year particulate matter, 3.1 tons per year volatile organic compounds, 5.93 tons per year hazardous air pollutants. That's about 61.34 tons. That's fantastic. But those numbers are in tons per year, not percentages. The landfill is growing at an exponential rate. What year are we talking about? 2010? 2015, 20, 2025. Nobody knows. Again, DEQ published figures based on the data provided by the applicant. Where did it come from? Are they derived from calculations based on a mythical landfill model? It can't be based on our landfill. There are no monitors out there capable of sampling that level of detail. Additionally, since there is no oversight out there, we, including you, DEQ, have no clue what's in the landfill and therefore what's leaking out of it. Let's look at another way. 61.34 tons of reduction in emissions. Where is it going? Will it magically disappear? Not likely, since that would defy the laws of physics. Is it going up the candlestick and leaking out the sides like it is now? Are you trucking it to another landfill? Will it be dumped in our landfill? Dumping it in our landfill is technically not moving it or removing it. By the way, toxic waste is not allowed in our landfill, and it's all toxic. Will these numbers be thoroughly verified and punitive action taken if there is not 100% correction? If the numbers are not 100% correct? Will the landfill shut down if they're not correct? Will officers of Anson Gas Productions be prosecuted if they're not correct? Will our citizens be given enough compensation to remove the previously mentioned hazardous materials from our property?
Sorry.
I have another Dr. DEQ website with 2015 to 2021 data. It shows that 68.54 tons of toxic aerosols and particulates rained down on our county in 2021. Are these numbers based on mythical models as well? If you're going to use numbers to justify irresponsible landfill expansion disguised as being environmentally friendly, at least try to make them credible. Here are some more fictitious numbers you can publish. The quantity of toxic compounds that will accumulate on my property over the next 10 years. How many people have died from various causes around the landfill over the past 10 years? How many people moved away because they couldn't afford vet bills? How much of the toxic compounds that rain down on our county is being sucked into chicken houses and showing up at our grocery stores? How much of the leachate is leaking into Brown Creek? We can smell it almost every day, and the EPA has already designated it as a compromised. No more expansion of any kind until we get credible data to review. Brown Creek is cleaned up. Oversight is in place. The compounds raining down on our county is stopped. Public health monitoring is in place. A citizens review board is formed and funded. And last but not least, they stopped trashing up our highways. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Bobby Johnson, followed by Mac Ligerton.
Good Good evening and welcome to Anson County such as it is. My name is Bobby Johnson and I would like to speak to you directly from the application of the gas plant Title V permit application. Also, I hope that you have a copy of the flowchart of the plant and I will be speaking of that. Starting on the application, page 1-1, the facility description. A booster blower will compress the LFG to approximately 8.5 PSIG and transport this landfill gas to H2S removal system. That is points 1 and 2 on your flow chart. Once the LPG gas is passed through the H2S removal system, it will then pass through an H2S policy vessel. Once it passes through the H2S policy unit, it will enter the first stage dehydration system or the first chiller. There's nothing in the permit, there's nothing anywhere that says what is going to happen to this water, this moisture that is going to be removed. It will be highly contaminated. It's coming directly from the landfill. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to dump it on the ground? More than likely, being Anson County, that would be the best place to put it. The LFG is then transported to a VOC removal system. It's designed to remove approximately 95% of the VOCs present in the landfill gas. The other 5% is going into our atmosphere. Do the math. You tell us how much you're going to take out, but you're not telling us how much you're going to release back into our air that I have to breathe living 1/2 mile from this plant on Cameron Road. The waste gas is sent to a candlestick flare, notified as CF1, designed to combust 400 cubic feet per minute. That's 1/10 of what's coming out of that landfill. 4,000 coming out, you're burning 400 in the stack. That's too much. That is contaminated gas that is totally inappropriate. Also, there is an error on about the fourth paragraph down. It will be recirculated back through the first stage compression system. If you do that, you've got a closed loop system and it will explode. I guarantee you there's no output to this gas plant. That is an error that I think that probably should be the second compressor. But either way, it needs to be changed. And at the bottom in the notes it says, since CO2 is not combustible, there's no benefit to transport this gas to a destructive unit. So it's going to be released directly to the atmosphere. CO2 is a greenhouse gas. EPA declares it to be a greenhouse gas and they declare you're not to do this. Do not release that CO2 into the atmosphere. Why not compress it, bottle it, and sell it? There's a market for it. And coming out of that flare, you're going to flood our neighborhood with the same poisons that the landfill is doing. And that gas leaves that flare, it's going up about 3,000 feet, it's going to cool, it's coming back down to the ground and back into my house. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your comments. The next speaker is Mac Ligerton.
Good evening. I am Reverend Mac Ligerton. I'm here representing myself. I also serve as co-director of the Robinson County Cooperative for Sustainable Development, and I'm a founding member of Southeast Coalition for Clean Energy. I'm here tonight because I've been spending the last year learning a lot about the waste-to-energy projects that are planned in the state through the North Carolina Utilities Commission. We have a waste-to-energy project in Robinson, Scotland County planned that will use hog waste up to 41 farms, transporting it, we don't know how, to an injection site in the same pipeline that passes through here. While this project will collect methane and reduce some emissions, it will also create a number of other pollutants, and it will also transport by truck to the injection site. Our concern is all of these waste energy projects that are being planned do not use best practices for waste energy projects, including this one. And the community needs to be more educated and informed about this. And one indicator that the community is not very informed, not due to anyone's particular fault, is how many people and the few number of people that are represented here tonight. Best practices for waste to energy projects mean collecting the methane and treating it on site and creating the electricity on site. That removes all risk of transportation, either by truck or by pipeline. Another best practice is to have independent community-based air quality monitoring. None of these waste energy projects should be set up without major independent community-based air quality monitoring. I spoke with Jeff Robbins on the way here from my little town where I live, an hour from here, and Jeff said that Clean Air North Carolina will be glad to work with community members in this county. They are setting up a major air quality monitoring system, as DEQ knows, in Sampson County. They are willing to consider raising funds to do the same here. Because of the additional pollutants that these industries cause and the lack of experience and the new use of anaerobic digesters, particularly when it is transported to an off-site, if it is treated with and electricity is made on-site, the community can benefit more from it and actually be a partner in it and sell that electricity to a utility or use it locally for their own energy sources. This major build-out of waste energy in North Carolina, there has not been major public discussion or public information about it. The pilot program has been approved for 6 years, and no major journal articles or any public discussion before our state moves into this very experimental and dangerous process of waste energy projects. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. That is all the names I have for those registered to speak. If you did not speak tonight but still want to provide comments on the draft air quality permit, remember there are several other ways to provide comments until the end of the comment period on Friday, March 1st, 2024 at 5 p.m. You may call 919-707-8726 and leave a voicemail message with your first and last name, whom you are representing, and state your comments related to Anson Gas producers. You can provide written comments via email to daq.publiccomments@deq.nc.gov with AnsonGasProducers.22A in the subject line. You can use postal mail to submit written comments to the address listed in the public notice. Mailed comments must be postmarked by Friday, March 1st, 2024. You must also submit your prepared written comments tonight here in this box. Based on the information received during tonight's public hearing and comments received throughout the comment period, I will make a recommendation to the Director of the Division of Air Quality for his consideration in making a final decision on the draft air quality permit for Anson Gas producers. Thank you all for your cooperation, attendance, and interest in the air quality permitting process. This public hearing is now adjourned.
Show them a comment. Give this to you.